Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to a Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and this month we're learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrated nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, this week we've been talking about the importance of the type of fuel we use to power our bodies. Now, in yesterday's show, Penny shared some ways that we can have healthy, low glycemic recipes when we're going out to eat. But you're saying, fine and dandy, but what about when I'm on the go? So today, Penny's going to give us some good tips for staying on track with our new healthier lifestyle. So, Penny, how do we stay on track when we're on the go? Because life is fast-paced, and I think I spend more time in the car than I do in other places on busy, busy days.
And that's pretty typical of everybody. We're certainly creatures of habit. We tend to do the same things day in and day out. And sometimes we expect to get different results, and it doesn't work that way. I think they call that the recipe for insanity. So we need to make changes. We need to make a commitment and decide what kind of permanent changes in our lifestyle that we're consciously going to make. And then we look at the steps. It's so easy when you are in the car and you're busy, and I know, ask me how, to cave in and stop at the first fast food place, and you generally look at the menu and you tend to order what you have ordered for your entire life ever since you started eating fast food. And then because you're in a hurry and you gobble it down whole and then wonder what you ate. And sometimes think about, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that about 10 minutes after you ate it. And I know this to be true because this is what I've done in my life. And you have to make those conscious decisions that you're going to change. The first tip is you have to decide what kind of food you are going to eat. Are you going to go low glycemic? Are you going to go paleo, low carb, sugar busters, Mediterranean, maybe vegan, maybe vegetarian? You have to decide what you're going to do. Then you have to consciously research what kind of food that you can eat. And it's up to us. I mean, I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. We can't do it for the listeners. Everyone has to make that choice. Once you decide what kind of food that you're going to eat, then there's tips that you can use to help you stay on track regardless of what's going on in your life. We've talked about staying on track when you are eating out. We've talked about recipes that you can use. You know, you open the refrigerator and you look and you say, what can I fix tonight? And we tend to revert back to those things that are within our comfort zone, what we're used to making. I didn't use cookbooks, unfortunately. I probably would be better off if I did. But what we can do when we get ready to eat and we're on the go, we're in the car, is plan ahead. The ideal thing is to plan one day a week, whatever day that you are off and you're relaxing, the easiest day that you have, plan what you're going to eat for that week. You kind of know what your schedule is going to be anyway, and you know you're going to be in a car, so make a dozen boiled eggs. You know, peel the eggs, put them in baggies, and put them in the refrigerator. Do the same thing with chicken breast. What I use is the chicken strips because you can have a smaller portion than a whole breast. So you can carry that. You know, cut up your celery, cut up carrot sticks, or buy them already cut up. Have peanut butter in small containers that you can grab and put in your purse. Have nuts that you can put in your purse or put it in the car. Some people will actually make a lunch box, and they carry that in their car all the time, and they'll have fruit in there. They'll have nuts, which, of course, doesn't have to stay in lunch box, but they'll have nuts that they can put in the car. You know, you have to make conscious choices when you go to the store. Plan for being busy. Plan for spending a lot of time in the car. What can you take with you?
I absolutely love this tip because I practice it yesterday I went, I had meetings from 8:30 in the morning in two different cities. I had one in the morning, in the afternoon I had a meeting in Austin. And so I spent, other than the time I was sitting in a meeting, I was in the car in traffic, and I didn't have the time to stop and grab something. I probably could have taken the 5 or 10 minutes to go through fast food, but I didn't want to do that. So in the car, I had a bag of trail mix, and on the way from San Antonio to Austin, I was, you know, eating that trail mix, and I always have a bottle of water in the car, drinking the water, and that was enough to satisfy me to get through my next meeting and then to get home. Now, I will say I was ravenous when I got home, which was, I should have brought fruit instead of just the trail mix. I should have planned a little better, but at least that stopped me from, you know, getting a burger and fries and a Coke. So I felt like, okay, right, even if I'm not, you know, I'm not going to, you know, not going to satisfy everything, I can at least do that because it has nuts, it has fruit in it. You know, it's a pretty decent mix. And I think that's just so helpful. That one tip has saved me so many times from making that bad decision when I'm hungry and I don't have time and I'm on the go. So that's one of my favorite tips that you have, Penny.
Yeah, and it works really well. Of course, you have to want it to work. And there's lots of times that you get stress eating and all the other things that we go through. Sometimes that kind of that rule, that tip kind of goes out the window. And that's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it because you can get right back on track the next day. But the key really is to plan ahead for your meals. Just like you and I know from doing the reset so many times, the key to getting through the reset is not to allow yourself to get hungry, to make sure that you have eaten something so that you don't feel hungry. When you feel hungry, that's when you're going to be more apt to cave in. And you're going to want to, the fast food stuff or anything that you can put in your mouth at the moment. So stay ahead of your hunger. And you're the one that keyed that term during one of our reset challenges. And it's awesome because it works. Now, one of the things that people need to be aware of is that protein is what's going to make you not hungry for the longest period of time. So if you can have some form of protein, peanut butter, which is not the healthiest choice, believe it or not, but at least it's healthier than the fast food place. Even beef jerky. There are certain beef jerkies that you can eat. Something that is protein that is going to make you feel full. It's the good fats that actually make us feel full. So you're going to get more fat in your protein. Nuts are great, and they will ward off the hunger, and I do use nuts, but I find they don't satisfy me. But then I am definitely a meat eater. Some people are not. There's certain blood types that they're finding will gravitate to certain types of food, and my blood type is that I'm a meat eater. So if I'm going to be satisfied, I can be satisfied with eggs. Hard-boiled eggs will work for me, and nut butters will work for me. Nuts sometimes doesn't, but protein will definitely work, and it'll keep me full for at least a couple hours till I can get someplace where I can get real food.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you say that, I think about something like maybe beef jerky, although beef jerky is very high in sodium, and you don't want to make that a daily thing. I think for in a pinch, if you've just got it in the car, you know, in the glove box, I think that's something that can work as well because it's definitely going to stick around and satisfy some of those needs short term.
Right. Yeah, and I think they've even got beef or got jerky that is low sodium. I think I've seen that in the stores.
Well, so what's another tip that folks could have on the go? I know for me, it's having either the trail mix or like maybe almonds, sometimes fruit and apple or banana with me. And you mentioned peanut butter. That's always a good one, too. It's a little bit messier, but I have seen the little single peanut butter packets that, you know, they're like single serve, and you just peel it off, and then you can, you know, eat right out of there, and I think those are really awesome.
Yeah, if you carry celery or carrot sticks or something like that, you use that to dip into the peanut butter. And celery is one of the best foods that you can eat. Of course, you would need that ice in a lunchbox that you keep in the car if you're going to carry celery or apples or carrot sticks or something like that around with you. But those are good choices that you can make. Drinking water. A lot of times if you will drink water, you have to be careful with keeping water in the car and make sure that it's in a container that is free of toxins, because sometimes some of the plastic will bleed toxins into your water if it overheats. So you have to be really careful with that. And keep the water even on ice, or keep it in some place that it can be cool. But water will help you get full. Because remember, a lot of times when we think we're hungry, in reality, we're actually thirsty. So if you got the water in there and you drink some of that down, then sometimes the hunger pains actually go away and give you a little bit of time to get to some actual food.
Now, you bring up a really good point, Penny, about plastic, because we do have to be careful with that, especially if you live in the South the way that we do during the summertime. If you leave your plastic water bottle, you know, in the car and you come back to it, it definitely has a decidedly plastic taste to it, and that's when you really don't want to be drinking that. So one of the things that we've done here in the house is that we purposely drink out of glass, and there are glass jars that have, you know, the lids on there, and they're kind of like, they kind of remind me of the old milk cartons. I mean, not the milk cartons, but glass jars, you know, but it's got like a rubber top that seals in there. And so that's kind of how our family has transitioned away from plastic into glass as much as we can. Occasionally, sure, you know, you're on the go and you need a plastic water bottle, but that is one thing that we've noticed, that water just tastes better in glass.
Yeah, it does. And if you have a hard time getting just pure water down, and some people do. Some people, it actually upsets their stomach a little bit. But if you do have a hard time doing it, then put some lemon in it. Yeah, you don't want to put the lemon rind and then leave the water sitting, because it will end up tasting bitter if you do that. But you can take one of those little lemon squeeze tubes and put a little bit of lemon in your water to get it down.
That sounds like some really, really great tips. Any last words before we end the show?
Yeah, what I can tell people is that this, what we're talking about, all of them put together, what it takes to make that work for the individual is a conscious decision that they're going to do something different. And I know there's more and more people that are being made aware and being conscious of making better choices. Don't try to do everything all at once. Try to incorporate one thing at a time, because we are creatures of habit. And if you try to change too much too fast, you get frustrated and you quit. So it's better to make one decision, one choice, one change until you have that down, and then do it.
Penny, I think I lost you.
No, I'm here.
I think. Okay, there you are. I heard like a click or something, and then all of a sudden you were silent. So I was like, oh, she left. Okay, awesome.
No,
well, thank
I'm
you
here.
So much for that, Penny. You know, folks, if you've enjoyed everything that you've heard this week, guess what? On tomorrow's show, we are going to recap an entire week's worth of shows into one. Penny is going to take her top tip from each of the day's topics, and we're going to do it all in 15 minutes, if you can believe that. So stay tuned for tomorrow.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.